Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Why did he submit him?
You know, and I'm going to bring on David for a moment. Bobby texted, and he's going to be going to bed, so he has to get up at 5:30. Hey, David.
Hello, Meg. Hi, Cardi.
Hi, David.
Have you talked to Morgan today?
Yes.
David, and did you talk to Morgan today?
Yes, he said he's excited to come be here on the night. Yeah.
He's 4 minutes late.
That's okay.
Yeah. So yeah, no. I'm upset because the Emmys are not on TV this year, and I, you know what? I'm not a pizza person, so it's not comfortable watching 2 hours of something on your computer.
How's it gonna be here?
It's more comfortable on TV.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I miss the day that it was on TV. I made a night out of it, but now, it's a joke.
What is going to be here doing?
Wait, what did you say?
I said, where is going to be here doing? Where is going to be here on? Where can you find it? Airing.
The online. The online version. Address.
Also go see one, I mean, people. Go see Fast and Furious is excellent. It's one of the best, you know, movies. I was personally loving it. You know, I'm going to own the movie when it comes out because it's incredible. And then I went to go see Unforgettable.
Oh, that was a good movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. I loved Unforgettable with Katherine Heigl. Yeah, my one takeaway from that movie is don't see that movie at 9 o'clock at night. I was in the movies, and it was like a 2 o'clock movie. I was still freaked out. I mean, it's crazy, and it shows how you could screw up anyone's life on the Facebook without even people even realizing it. The way Katherine Heigl was doing it, it scared me. I'm like, okay, I never want to get on your list. Because, I mean, it's a really good movie. And if you're a Katherine Heigl fan like I am, you will love it. And Maggie, Mom, I know you will like it because it's so... It is so good. And, yes.
Go Bulls. My Bulls are playing right now. My
Bulls. Okay, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago,
like, go Bulls.
Go beat them up. Go win.
Yeah.
Do whatever it takes.
Right. See, right.
You know, come. Go beat up.
Yeah.
And we are very, very, we haven't been on air for like a week, but we are very, very, very sorry for the passing of Aaron Moran, zoning from Happy Days.
Yes. During the cut,
What I don't like is wait for the autopsy people or the technical, what is it called, the tech mom? Wait for that before you
toxicology.
Yeah, wait for that before you send it.
She had four cancer.
Yeah, dope cancer. Dope cancer.
Stage 4.
You know, I know people are gonna want to send it.
My dear,
but I'm sorry, don't until you know the fact. And, you know, I used to love Scott Baio. Why now he pisses me off?
We say, yeah. But
you know, And, Mom, you know why.
I know exactly why.
I
would have sent him sympathy, but I can't because I'm so PO'd that he's backing you-know-who.
Exactly, and whoever is crazy, and that's a dog, you know who? You know, to be in the Met Award? Yes, I know I'm be host, but, you know? And, I mean, I was mad last Thursday, Maggie knew this. We have breaking news, and then, you know, and we're downtown Seattle, LA. My phone was blowing up because everyone thought, you know, I was downtown Seattle, but no. You know, I live in a little suburb, so I was safe and sound. But my complaint was, don't go on air 5 minutes before Days of Zeno Hospital gets over. I know there was two officers shot. I know that. But five minutes? Five minutes?
What did happen?
It happened Tuesday, man. Wasn't it Tuesday? Yeah, it was because I was, you know, I called Maggie, obviously, in tears. And I was dealing with it, Maggie.
They gave her in Florida.
Why did they do that?
They didn't get roped. I don't know. Didn't get roped. That's what got it. All trips here on Thursday.
Okay. Central and East Coast didn't get it. It was your West Coast. That's why you got it.
Yeah.
God, what?
They aired them. They didn't tell that.
But no, I mean, it's Manning. Oh, David, did you get the thing I sent you last night?
No. No.
I need you to go vote for this thing I sent you last night. I sent you and Bobby one for soap hub thing for, you know, you know, for, Mom knows, Mom, yeah, so, please, you guys, feel it out.
They were having a vote on Soul Pump.
You know what, I'm saying, I will never like, Brandon Abdu, you know what, see, give it up, because it was in who? Heyday. You know, it was, yeah, and, David, I will send that to you tonight.
I did see it.
The soap hub thing? Did you vote?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm right now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but, I mean, Maggie knows.
I was playing poker when she sent it, and I was so confused about, where do I go?
Well, and Bo, Maggie knows, you know, I mean, this for me, I'm sorry, Carly and Sunny are the best couple ever. Ever, did I say ever? Yes. Ever. And, you know, Carson will get back together. And I'm sick of everyone judging Carly for the act, the act and everything she did.
Please don't go in the bed with, you know, the jacks.
Yeah, we don't, okay.
I used to love Brenda a lot back at the time with Frank Smith and everybody. And they were in a safe house. And they gave Sunny a transfusion with her blood.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, I loved her. I wanted them to be together forever. Remember that? Oh, God.
Yeah.
But she's wishy-washy too much. She goes back and forth between Sunny and Jack. So goodbye.
I was watching down Beverly Hills 9-1. I saw a giant go on there. With some mm-hmm.
I saw David, you met Morgan on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you message him?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's crazy. I love, you know, and I love Sad and Gabby. Oh, my God. Sad and Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
I want them together. I do
Me
not
too.
Like, Abigail, if this was Kate Mansing, then, you know, maybe we will, you know, maybe it will be a different, you know, a different outcome. But
I really like her with Dario. Dario and Abigail. Those two match together. Who wouldn't with Aquarius is Dario?
Exactly. And, you know, you know, it's crazy. Mm. Oh, and then on Friday night, Friday night, Mom, would you let everyone
mm-hmm.
know who we have coming on?
Yes, one of my favorites. I love him, and I even call my son Carla for that reason.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
Oh, I love
you
him.
Know, email him back and forth. He's so sweet. And,
his
you
name.
Know, he goes, dear Carly, whatever you want, sweetie. What?
The great actor,
yeah.
Tom,
mm-hmm.
Thom, Christopher.
Tom Christopher, yeah.
Oh, God, he is.
Hawk.
Friday night. Yeah. We're going to have fun.
Bug Rogers.
Oh, yeah. It's at 6 o'clock. Yeah,
oh,
it's at 6. Yeah, but it's 6 o'clock. Is before. You know, I thought 6 was probably more appropriate. You know, because 6 o'clock Friday night. You know, you, no matter if you're on the West Coast, East Coast, Central Diamond Leafs, after
mm-hmm.
the interview, you can go out. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I remember days gone by where I used to have the interviews at like 7 or even
mm-hmm.
8 or 8:30, and that was my whole night. So, you know, having the interviews early really, you know, David, did you do it?
Yeah, Mrs. Morgan, no answer.
You know what? Is Morgan on the East Coast or West Coast or Central?
West Coast, I think. West Coast.
Okay, then he'd be able, then he would.
Oh, no, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I said 6 p.m. West. I said 6 p.m.
Okay, I just thought
but,
maybe
okay.
the time screwed him up.
Okay, but he is in Nashville right now. He is making a Nashville scene.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we can give him, you know.
Oh, sure. We'll wait for him.
Oh, yeah. This, you know, I mean, lately, all of us, yeah. I mean, it's crazy, but, so Megan, how are the boys doing?
Tie score 20. Oh, shit. No. 23 my bullies, 25 Celtics.
Well, I mean, so they are going to win. Don't worry about it.
They have to. They have to. I'm wearing my bullies.
Yeah, if
Jersey
they don't win,
I'm all set.
I guess if they don't win, Maggie's going to be,
throwing things.
Maggie is going to be, not happy?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so that poll I told you about, we need to get Carly numbers up on that poll.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, it's, You know, but like I, Maggie and I were talking about, they are dealing with a real, you know, they are going through all these emotions that any parent would go through. You know, usually when a child dies, you end up walking away from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And you both are so much into your own grief.
Mm-hmm.
That you lash out, and I mean, you don't mean to do it, and you know, you sleep with the wrong person, and you know, stuff like that. I mean, I see two sides of it because, you know, I get it, and on the other hand, I'm so happy what Sunny did to Zach. What did everyone think of it?
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Bye-bye. You can't go back. But truthfully, like Carly said today, Josh can always beat him in Mexico or Canada, as long as it's outside the U.S. You know? But... he's got his wife. I have a gig, I know. He's very good on his serves. He's a good actor. I like him. I don't have anything against him. It's just, he picks on my Sonny, usually. And nobody has a lot of him.
Well, you know what, and he went down the stairs. He knew Sonny was there. He knew it.
I know it.
You know what? I mean, if he
just... I guess he was looking at him.
If he stayed upstairs where his little ass belong, none of it we would go.
It hurt him,
you know,
so bad, my buddy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and you know, I do like the friendship with Sunny and Laura. Lately,
uh-huh.
I mean, I love it. And all I got to say is, when Spencer comes back, we need an Uncle Sunny and Spencer moment, don't we, Mom?
Positively, absolutely, yes.
You know, the fact that, you know, Sunny saved Spencer from Valentine.
Mm.
But he did not want to tell Spencer that he saved his life.
Mm-mm.
Because, you know, Spencer was dealing, you know, with his own problem at that moment.
Well, his father, he died.
Yeah, but
you know,
the way he looks up to Sonny and the way when Sonny was in jail, he wore that T-shirt, and even though Nicholas and Sonny have had trouble in the past,
mm-hmm.
I love that, you know, Nicholas does not get involved in their relationship,
mm-mm.
You know, because, you know, Sonny is his, you know, biological uncle, and...
Yeah,
Courtney's brother.
You know, for the fact that,
yeah,
you know, Spencer thinks Sonny's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I was rewatching the episode of the other night, and with Valentine, he rings Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Oh, this is my Uncle Sonny from
mm-hmm.
my dear mother's side. He's a coffee importer," and wings his eye at Sonny, like, Spencer knows
mm-hmm.
the truth.
Okay.
I mean, does Spencer know, you know, all of it? Probably not, but... You know, he's always going to be on Team Sonny. Sonny always helped him with his group problem. And that day in the park, and Sonny,
mm-hmm.
you know, Spencer told Sonny and me them. And, you know, Carly thought Sonny was falling, who, and she couldn't stay, you know, because of Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. It was because he needed Sonny's help. And
mm-hmm.
while I laugh at Spencer, he goes, "But Sonny, Uncle Sonny, you don't get it. I gave $100.
Mm-hmm. Poor baby.
My favorite, my favorite line, and how is everyone enjoying, Bold and the Beautiful lately?
I'm enjoying it. I enjoyed it. I can't stand Rage, but I'm enjoying it. Especially 2.0s. I can't stand Rage. Drive me crazy.
I love it.
All the way. Yeah. I like the picture thing.
I love the original Sally, Darling Clooney. I love her.
Yeah, she only wanted, but I give the new one, though.
She has to pass away. And but now the little junior Sally, I really am attached to her. She didn't really want to do this. It was all her grandma's fault. And the CJ, whatever his name is.
I do not like Sally at all. I mean, what is the grandma's name on there?
Jody.
Oh, that played,
Patrika, I think.
Yeah, Dobby.
Well, I don't like her,
and you know, the way
she told,
the way she's making Sally look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, would you want your grandmother to do that to you? No. And, you know, come on, even in the heyday of Spectre, you know, Eric and Sally had an agreement.
Yeah.
But deep down, you know, Eric always loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm kind of happy with how they do Darlene, because, yeah, Darlene's been gone for so long.
But the way they do it,
I think is, you know, incredible, because they could have, you know, won the way the Mossops did by, you know, carrying them off too. And,
stay on the beach.
Exactly. Mom, do you want me to send you an email I just got about someone we were talking about last night?
Talk about a lot of people.
Okay. Okay.
Your hobby was
that. Okay. People want to oust the free, you know, him.
Oh,
they are trying to force his son-in-law out.
No, I like the son-in-law. I think he's doing a good job.
Yeah, but no, they go suspend Joe Kusum interim, securely interim, immediately. About the fear to report on death of meeting with Frozen Aiden, meeting with Wessa. You want me to send this to you?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Okay, I'm confused. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're good. Send it to David, too.
But, yeah, did anybody come out? Y'all see Coleman on Data Lab, did they?
Oh, did you see him?
What?
I wanted to tell you this. Coleman, remember? And
yeah.
Even Dave's paying the tip.
I know. Well, I called you last night, Mom, but your cell phone was being a bitch, so saw that. I go, oh my God, that is
Coleman. Yeah, I was so thrilled to see him again. Because she's going undercover. I wonder what her father would say.
Yeah, like, I screamed when I saw him. I'm like, that is...
Oh, man.
That is...
You're going to yell.
What's his real name? That's your... I don't know. I saw a birthday card. What's his first real name? He says, okay,
yeah,
if I call
him. Yeah, I mean,
home,
he was on Y&L for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
now he's
yeah,
on Dave's. Oh, so, David, your job is to find out if he's on Facebook and let's get him for the show.
He used to be.
What's his real name?
It should be under Coleman. He's got one page under his character. That Jake's, but not Jake's Bear. What did they call the place? Yeah, Jake's. Because I got a birthday wish to both places, his and then Jake's.
Okay. Okay. Yes, his name is Blake Gibbs.
The big Gibbs.
His real name.
Yeah. Blake. Yeah.
So yeah.
How's that?
That's his real name.
You know, do you feel people that this year is going way too fast? How is everyone feeling about how fast this year is going?
Very crazy.
Fine.
I get just too fast, too fast.
Well, because, you know, something happens in June and I'm not looking forward to it, and Mom knows what I'm going to
get birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but the thing is, people, if you're going to lie how old you are, people, why it down, please, people, because you have a grandmother that is 90 years old and thinks you're 2 years older than you actually are.
I know you remember Jack Benny. He said he was 39 years old all the time. He never got old. Jack Benny.
Yeah,
he said he was 39.
I love Jack Benny.
I'm going
to
do a show now.
I wanted to do this. Well, my number one son's birthday is tomorrow. I mean, Thursday.
Who is?
Carlos.
Oh, my brother's?
Yeah. April
24th. And wait, he's going to be, what, 34? Oh,
I don't believe it.
Tell him from his sister that I am not a traumatic age as, you know, 40 is, and 41.
Because Thomas and I were big babies with 30. Or we're big babies with 30. Neither one of us wanted to be. And Carl did it, and he didn't care. And he said, okay, fine, I'm 30, big deal.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't care about his age.
Well, I mean, it does.
Hopefully his cars are working. It's more important.
Well, you know what? Okay, and you know what's funny? When you're growing up, you cannot wait to be 16 and then 21 for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's all downhill.
It sure is.
No,
and then you run into that hill, and then you climb that hill, and from then on, you blink your eyes, and we're another stupid age.
I'll be 50 this year.
From 40 goes downhill.
Well, yeah, and it's crazy because, I mean,
somebody pushes the clock.
You know, you really don't think about it until
it happens.
It actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you, you know, when you do, it really, 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 really sucks.
Push it.
Okay, so, okay, so.
We're still tied, 35-35.
Okay, you know what?
No,
I just, okay, talk among yourself for a moment.
Go both?
Yeah.
No, okay, yeah, for one second.
How do you feel about Ari leaving Days of Our Lives?
Oh,
Nicole?
Not happy.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, not happy. I want to see Tammy come back. Tammy, wait till Tammy come back.
I know, but I love Nicole.
And me too.
And Jane Elliott. Retirement isn't that great. I want her to come back.
Yeah. I think Robin Strasser would be perfect. And then Tracy Corman.
Mm.
Robin Strasser.
My Barbara?
Robin Strasser. Dorian.
But Robert Strasser. But nobody could replace Jane Elliott this role. And I told her I love her even more because her movie was with my Elvis in Change of Habit. She was a nun.
Yeah. What do you think about Trish? Everyone have another child now. Got another child.
I bet you that's her sister. Blue eyes. And I remember Edward had the sweetest blue eyes. He was running my daddy's eyes for blue. And this girl has blue eyes. I'll put the two together. And
hey, Morgan. It's Connie from Daytime After Dark.
I like her.
Please give me a call and let me know what's going on. And then we have to reschedule for tonight.
I saw Django, but it's not too much. We don't too much.
4-9-9-3-5-6-1. Got a question. On his Facebook page, does it say Morgan England songwriter artist on...
Yeah, but it's two. I think it's one actor Morgan England, actor. And it says that Cody committed murder. Actor, you got to look for actor. Wikipedia. Because his grandmother's Stephen don't be with Chai, you know that.
It's Clarice Leachman.
Yeah, but grandmother's Miss Stephen don't be with the grandmother. I know that, Anita.
And his forehead?
No, Miss Stephen, Darren's mother. That's the grandmother. I know that.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
And me, that's all right. Because he got hold of to his family, and he's one of them. His grandmother.
Yeah. It seems like the best come from that, from a family history. You know, it really helps get their foot in the door. Even though sometimes they use a different name because they don't want to. Well, like Nicolas Cage, he should be called Bobby, right? And he goes on a cage because he didn't want to get a job because of his uncle.
Wait, who was that?
Nicholas.
I never knew that.
He was a Coppola, really. But his uncle.
Oh, you mean also also the famous the Sofia one too.
Right, Sofia Coppola. That's his cousin.
Yeah. Who's also a director. But for a while it's hard when you have a famous family and you want to get things on your own. You know where I will be a month from the 27th, people?
Concert with two important people.
Yes. Tim and Faith are coming to the Tickle Modem.
McGrath.
I love them. I know. I've seen them like 3 or 4 times in concert.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just something. You know, I've seen Tim more than I've seen Faith. And one time it was Lady A was opening for Faith, and not for Tim. So, you know, I was in heaven. I really was in heaven. Oh, and there's a new movie you guys need to go see also. It comes out Mother's Day weekend. Is with Goldie Hawn. I love Goldie Hawn.
Me too.
Me too.
Oh boy, my favorite film. Oh boy.
Me three of them. And her daughter. Oh God, I love her daughter.
Well, you know, and when I was growing up, I would see Overboard every, you know, oh, yes, it's Goldie Hawn with Amy Schumer, and it's called what did it say? Yes, it's called Snatched, and it's coming.
Snatched.
It's coming out May 12th. So yeah, I'm hoping my mom will babysit my little nieces and nephews for my sister-in-law and my niece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because okay, I've been going to movies every week for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to wait for a couple more weeks. Because people, do you know how expensive movies are now, people?
Yes. Well, my Vin Diesel, the IMAX, you know, it's fantastic.
How much was that?
I didn't pay. Carl paid, but I know they paid a lot for those. Yeah, I don't know. But I just felt like I could touch them. I love that. But I want to still get it on regular Blu-ray so I can have it.
Well, I saw it, you know, we just saw it in, you know, not the IMAX one.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it in, you know, the regular, you know. The way it is, I mean, but I get why people, you know, want to go see, you know, movies in the IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's, and, you know, Fast and Furious. Okay, you guys, that's my number question. Do you guys, where you live, now in Seattle, we have the luxury seats in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, it's so good. You know, it's so good. It's almost like you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can, you know, do it, you know, whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, okay, people, at all movie theater, to go see a movie during the day is $11 for the day. But then...
Or six.
If you want to go to a late movie, it's $12.27. So, but we are talking only like a $3 difference.
Yeah. Oh, good.
What about you, David? How much in tickets will you?
Same price, $12, daytime, about same price. Expensive at night time. Well, I go to Stein in. Happy for Stein in movie there. He movie there. that we did a food night, so
yeah.
I think right.
Okay. That's
fair. Well, and you know what? One day, you know, I want to own those little, okay, get that, you know, those theaters things in the movie?
Projectors?
I thought I could get them at home because they look so comfortable. They all, but no, if I wanted to get one of those at home,
mm-hmm.
it costs $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone wants to loan me that money for, you know, I
well,
can
my
el- see. What?
My Elvis has it at Graceland. You can ask him if you can watch a movie there.
You know, I mean, that's the mind. You know, like I told Megan, if we ever win the lottery,
mm-hmm.
we are taking over ABC, CBS, NBC. That's the fifth thing we are doing.
We're doing
and
that
then,
all the time.
Yes, and then we will be getting a house out in L.A., a nice mansion with, like,
okay.
an indoor pool and an outdoor pool. And then we are going to get a place in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Yeah.
Take
because...
them some of these road trip. I won't die then.
Mm.
Well, and you know, I mean, I've never been to Vegas.
Oh,
with
God.
I, you know, I'm all
I
wanted
have.
To go.
I have.
Go. You have. Don't you love it?
I was younger. I was younger by 12 years old. So
my cousin did that. She couldn't go in the casinos because of her age. Well, my parents took me for my 21st birthday. And we were going to go to other places, but my father and I got hooked on Vegas, so that was our only destination from then on. We get together, and I would say, okay, we'll go to San Francisco, or we'll go to Seattle. And Daddy and I would stay in unison, Vegas. And she'd go, all right, fine, I'm overruled again. I love it there. She loved Disneyland, but I fell in love with Vegas.
I love Disneyland.
Okay, but did your mom ever make it to Disneyland?
Yeah, we went there first, thank God, because she was
okay,
strong.
Good. Yeah. Because I was going to give you Alexa.
Yeah, because she thought if we would have gone there second, she never would have made it there. Because some people would have overruled her.
I never been to the world in Florida. Been down here 30 years. Never been to the world.
I got to go to that one. My son got married at Fort Lauderdale. And I was going to look you up so that it's probably greater distance away from him.
Mm-hmm.
In Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. I live there.
In
Fort Lauderdale. I've been to Orlando twice, but never been to the world. I rode past it twice.
Twice? Wow. And you live there?
Yeah. Well, I'm like 8 hours away or so, 4, 6.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the trip.
My mom. Did I tell you how much I was upset? Did you give the football news today?
Yes. I didn't want to send it to you for that reason.
I am not happy at all.
I didn't want to get you upset.
I mean, I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I am so mad, Marcel, and this one to the friggin' waiters who's
mm-hmm.
going to be like, oh, good. You know, they are trying to move to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. They got the approval.
And what do you mean?
No, they got a good approval from the NFL commissioner and everybody. And it's going to put such a hole in their team with him gone. It's ridiculous. He should still be a hawk. Aren't you a hawk?
Yeah. I know. I mean,
you could
have
him in Chicago if you
want to
go anywhere.
I did want when I was at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got really upset because.
I don't know. That's why I didn't do it.
You know, all, you know, that's been all, you know, all places. This is
mm-hmm.
my team. This is,
mm-hmm. It is.
You know, this is, like, my team that I grew up with, and now you're going to be a traitor?
Mm-hmm.
And,
and
yes,
who watches
I
the Raiders?
Call, you know, back... You know, back in the day, I mean, yes, I was an Oakland Suns,
really?
We do, you know, I was because of Bo Jackson, Howie Long, but
right.
Today, no.
Only him, yeah.
Yes. Oh, and, oh, Mom, how are the Bo's doing?
So far, we're still playing, and it's halftime.
And
we gotta
so,
win. We have to win today.
Okay, so on Seattle front, the Mariners are playing right now. And we are 7-0 for the Detroit people.
Very
so
good.
That's good.
Very good. You didn't know what to watch in the summer because the shows aren't on. I said, baseball.
Well, but you are recording Law and Order in Chicago, right?
I should be. Oh, my God, fire yesterday.
But you are recording PD right now, too, right?
Yeah, and I'm in my Empire.
And,
I'm not yet down here. Don't meet.
What?
Don't get it?
No. Okay,
oh,
Ken.
No. Really? It's a fabulous show. Really, it's one of my favorites.
I like that Cuddle yeah. Justice.
Now,
Day,
yeah, that's Monday night. Mm-hmm. It's getting better. The first week or two, I went, oh, okay. But after
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting better.
Well,
yeah, I agree.
David. Okay, name what are six favorite primetime shows right now?
Y'all favorite shows?
Mm-hmm.
Great Anatomy, Stand-O,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Law and Order, all on other shows, Chicago shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's That's okay.
Hmm.
You done? I'm done. That's a
good
name.
Okay, Mom.
Great Anatomy scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Chicago Fire. Chicago Fire and all the spinoffs. Scandal.
Yeah.
Hawaii 5-0. And
yeah,
NCIS. No matter where they're at, I love NCIS.
Well, yes, you may. For me, all the Chicago shows, no matter what, Law and Order SUV, Blue Bloods, Grey's Anatomy, and NCIS LA, hands down. And people, you want to know the trick to enjoying your primetime shows a little more? Okay, what I do the last month and a half, I know they're going to go off for the season. I just have them stay in my TiVo. And, you know, after every finale is done, then I have something to watch for. I'm not bored. You know, because come June and July, yes, Big Brother is on, which I like. But, you know, it's weird because, you know, it needs, we feel like it was screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me change that. My favorite shows are Big Bang Theory, Two Broke Girls, Gotham, Base Hotel, Grimm. Wait, they're not. Base Hotel, Grimm, and I don't know more. And Modern Family. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Imaginary Mary. I love that.
Species.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like Grimm and Mary. Oh, it's kind of awkward.
Well, Emmy and Mom knows this. I look forward to, you know, Blast on E. And yes, I do watch KBM with Kardashian, and I don't kill you. And then I feel like some of the shows, it used to be like Ricky Blue. Mm-hmm. And with Zoe
yeah,
I was just finished. Yeah, Mom, with with Zoe and I are done, right? They are not coming back again?
No. I should know what that, no.
I love that show.
I know.
It's a long time we showed this year. Bones, not coming back. Prison Break is good. Prison Break.
You know, I love all my primetime shows because, you know, Mom, did you read Michael Filmon's page about A?
Not yet.
Okay. With I'm still not over.
My phone was acting weird, and I finally got it. Carl got it going. Okay. It's like 4 o'clock. He's answering. I'm behind.
What's that name?
A. Martinez.
Oh, my son. I know, Miss Hunt, we need to get back on days.
Well, you know
I want
what,
to know about the chicken revenge today. Again.
And, Maggie, remember, you know, we got an email from A a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's going to come back on the show. So,
yay.
You know, I'm going to try and get him in May or soon. Because getting people right now is hard because everyone is trying to finish up with everyone. You know,
and I'm waiting for
some
stuff like that come up during the summer. You know, the stars, I mean, they go to different weddings.
Oh, excuse me.
We got
can we
play
Nation's Ball next month? Can we play Nation's Ball? Hope that don't be this year.
We got
go
2 minutes left on the show. So we have 2 minutes left on the show.
No, we don't. We have 30 minutes.
Oh, you took an hour and a half?
Yeah, just in case.
Ah.
I know. Huh. I know. Really, to be honest, I just feel like giving it 15 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, we have to save all,
for Tom.
Yes.
Yes, Carla has to Mortimer.
Is it Friday? I don't want Friday because it's sunny. I can't see through the Sunday.
Well, you know, oh, yeah, maybe you cannot laugh.
Friday.
On Friday, or she cries on Sunday.
That's my Nana's whole thing.
You know, I watched the day. I watched it a long time. Ghost, Petri, and three more. Oh, my darling. I'm boy. I told Mom, Petri, baby. You know, we need to get back to you. On show, do you? Come on, both people.
Big, well.
No, we need to get back to you on show. Do
you? And I still got these questions for Marie Chapman.
Oba, he's not in the Oba. Oba.
I love Oprah.
Can we get Jesus back on the show, Carly?
What was I going to... Oh, Mom, okay, you know that sandwich I was telling you about?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier? Is salami, capa, mozzarella, provolone cheese.
Provolone.
Yeah, and then for the olive salad, I could make this without, maybe I could make it without screwing this up.
There you go.
You know, because I want, that's my another announcement. I have become the best cupcake maker in the world. I think I'm ready to go on Cupcake Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Not for my cupcakes, people, but for my frosting. My frosting, I think, is like the best in the world. And, it's crazy because, it's, oh, you guys, oh, crap. Mom, Willie Nelson is not doing good.
No.
David, did Morgan get a hold of you yet?
No, I missed him and nothing. Response.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Maybe something came up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because for a while he was also doing firefighting.
He's a fireman?
Yeah, he's a fireman. Yeah.
That's your daddy. Wow. Well, anything could have come up tonight, and he couldn't get to the phone. You know?
Yeah,
He was tired to be on the show tonight.
Yeah, well,
talked about it.
And now he's a singer, musician, songwriter. But I have a song called Home and Bound, a firefighter song. I'm really coming off a particular blue shift one morning when I was stopped at a stoplight. You know,
even with the
help.
Storms, storms and stuff, his cell could have been out or his house phone could have been out. Anything could have come up. You know?
Exactly, and.
We'll welcome him back
whenever
he can, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know.
No problem tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, Catherine.
Yeah,
who are you inviting?
No, I said life happens.
David, if you want to try getting Castor Hinklin back on the show, you can. Because, Mom, don't you think it's enough time has passed?
Nah, it'll never be enough, but I think it'll be better time to do it now.
Okay.
This summer.
You know. Well, yeah, I would never, ever... You know, when someone comes, like, right after,
Debbie.
Something like that, but now
I don't know, this is my autograph book. I can't find it.
Well, I still think it's awesome how you kept the Denny, Debbie Winters doll. I think that is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I got Debbie doll. I wanted to fix her hair just like Debbie. Because she came over to my table when we were in Vegas. We were in front table. And we were talking. And I told her I was brokenhearted with Liz Taylor taking Eddie away from her. And my father told her that. And I agreed. And she said, oh, that's okay, sweetie. We'll be friends. But she says, you really care about me that much? And I says, yes, I do. And she is a perfect doll. I mean, You can ask her any question or talk about anything. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time at the Desert Inn.
I can't relate.
Well, my dreams
came true.
The D.I. Doe. The D.I. Doe.
And then Larry Hagman, oh my God. He was a real Southern gentleman. He's so sweet. He had us in his dressing room. And we're talking. And the stars are people. I mean, they really love their fans. And
I agree.
Yeah.
But I loved how, you know, you told Debbie Winter that you were still mad at Elizabeth Taylor. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I went to watch her movies. When I get Photoplay magazine, she was in it. I went to read it. And but later on in life, she became friends with Elizabeth. But I love Debbie. I love Debbie Fisher and Debbie. Bundle of joy.
Yeah.
You know,
Oh, Hollywood.
You know, I cannot wait because Sam ain't coming back a date for a while. I love that.
AJ don't come back. I'm like AJ. I'm sorry. I don't like AJ.
No?
No,
wait,
he just
didn't
call it dead.
That's why AJ back. AJ.
Don't come back. Stay dead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Why? What is so wrong with him?
He need paid for his crimes. He did. He never paid for none of his crimes. He should have gotten raping Tammy. Look good in the freezer. The glove thing. Mm-hmm. He first started blowing the car.
Mm-hmm.
He never paid for none of his crimes. Mm-hmm. He killed it in Clyde. Shooting Clyde. Killing Clyde. Now good. Shooting Clyde.
Well, but I mean, come on. That would be the same little fight about Stefano. You know, I mean, Mom, I'm making David realize, okay?
Yes. Okay.
No, that would be, you know, people love to hate Stefano and Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
I got it why he did all his stuff. Come on. You come from the parents. Susan, your mother, who's crazy and the dome.
Yes.
Yes. And then you have Stefano, who had done everything wrong. And, you know, I mean, yes, and Stefano has had his right moment. But what I'm saying, David, really, if you're going to say that about Ethan, that's why I get pissed off about people with Sonny. Breaking him over the coast for what? Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
But Julian is somewhat of a
hero.
Hero. Julian is, yeah, you know what I really think of Julian? I think he's a selfish pig. I think he needs a, you know, we saw this about Olivia was telling him to do all this. I'm sorry, that is not an excuse. That is just, I mean, come on, if Sonny was mind controlled, what would people say, Mom?
No one. They break mom's nose like they do.
You
remember Michael Cambius? Remember Michael Cambius?
Yes.
He's an excellent actor. I'm glad he's acting on the show. I just wish he'd be nice to my son.
Yeah. That would be like a fucking stab.
Mm-hmm. He's not Frank Spott or what's his name, the guy that was crazy about. He had a son that wasn't his son, Tony Sakara, Anthony Sakara. That's not Sonny.
Yeah.
He's not that bad.
I'm Anthony Sakara. I like him. Bruce. Like him.
Mm-hmm.
Just a food animal.
So he's going to be a judge next Friday for
Additional
Life. Next Friday for Tracy.
Mom.
Family.
I think it's this Friday.
This Friday? I thought they said next Friday. Bill, say something. Oh, no. Two more days of Tracy then?
No, I think. Hold on.
I think it's next the second or something.
Because I put.
Mesa?
I put yesterday in my Facebook stuff. I will remember it and. And, I, you know, yeah, maybe it's next Friday, but I really thought someone told me, it was,
the phrase.
But no, you know what, I just, you know, no matter what, I will miss Tracy. You know, I feel so, you know, and this is going to be hard on, you know, all of her sons.
Yeah, still on it.
Yeah.
She won't be here for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the man called? Rory treated them. He would, you know, love, you know, love her to stay, but, you know, I think for her, really, you know what, she didn't say she was never coming back. So I think give her a little time. And, you know, she will come back. Oh, Mom. Grey's Anatomy season finale and Scandal is May 18th.
Better go. Jane's last day is this Friday, the 28th. I just looked it up.
But what? Oh, hey. You telling me that Soaps in Depth actually got something wrong? Wow.
Jane, it's this Friday, the 28th. That's funny, it will be her judge.
I cannot wait to see the sunny in the dust.
He looks so cute.
He always looks cute. Even if he's having a bad hair. Oh, yeah, and that was one of my favorite scenes last year when Sunny goes over to see Anna about, you know, taking down Paul, and little Emma was over. And he, you know, Emma always put Griffin in a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were playing Neil, Susan, and Robert or something. And Sunny comes in. And Emma goes, Uncle Sunny, I can give you a hat too.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunny goes, oh, I don't think my wife will like that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't mess with Sunny's hair. Sunny. Mo has really, really, really nice hair. You know, and then, I mean, well, Mom.
Thank God tomorrow's Carl's birthday. I mean, Thursday's Carl's birthday. Oh, this Friday's her last.
Okay, Mom, no. Okay, I'm on Nathan's page.
Mm.
Her final episode will air on May 4th.
That's why I read it.
Yeah, but the whole court stuff is Friday.
Friday's a court, right. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
okay.
By the last day of
James.
It's the 4th.
Yeah, because
oh, good. I got more time.
You know, and this, you know, and, you know, I mean, I don't think Lube, I think Lube will be there, but I mean, come on. I don't think Luke will be a dream. I think Luke will actually
be No, he'll
there.
Be real. He'll be embodied.
I mean, we know Alan can, but, you know, it would be nice to see Anthony Gilliam, you know, back full foot. Okay, guys, do you want to end? I mean, it's 7. Oh, do we want to wait 15 more minutes?
I don't think he's going to come tonight.
I know, me either. David, will you let me know if you get any messages from him tonight?
Yeah, I try to message him again, no answer.
Well, I know, but when you do, oh wait, David, did you text Maggie ever?
No.
Oh, is this Bobby?
Nope. David only gets me an instant message. I gotta send him my phone number so we can text.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna send you my phone number so you can. Do you text, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I will send you my number, Maggie. You want me to send your number while I'm at it?
Please.
Okay. Well, you bye, Maggie. That's it. End it now. Because I don't want to lose my voice for Friday.
No.
But don't worry, everyone. We will be getting
Morgan
back. Yeah. And check out our Friday show with Tom Christopher.
Yeah. Hulk.
Okay, have a
look
good night, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Morgan's welcome
anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.